أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين، اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. سبحانك يا ربي، سبحانك يا ربي، سبحانك يا ربي، سبحان الله بحمده، سبحان الله العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يا الله يا الله يا الله، اهدنا وعافنا واعف عنا، واجبرنا وارزقنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا، اعزنا ولا تذلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، انعم علينا بمرضاتك يا ربي، ونعوذ بك من المذلة، ونعوذ بك من الخزي، ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك ونقمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وعظيم سخطك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبركة العلم وفهم العلم والعمل بما نعمل والعمل بما نعلم، والدعوة إلى العلم يا رب العالمين. يا رب، يا إله، يا مولانا، يا الله، دع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، today we can, tomorrow we cannot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality and tawfiq of the fasting of Ramadan and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the journey of Iman to the message of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to fill our heart with the hidayah and Iman, to believe in Him. Today we continue the journey of today we can, tomorrow we cannot. We are in a season and very close to the door of the Rahmah of Allah, to Ramadan. Ramadan is Rahmah. Why? Why Ramadan is Rahmah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of the month of Ramadan, أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. The beginning of Ramadan is Rahmah, and the middle of Ramadan is maghfirah, is forgiveness, and the end of Ramadan is purification from the hellfire. May Allah make us among those. But in meantime, I have to remind myself and you. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said of the meaning of, in the day of judgment, people will come, and they will not gain from their fasting except the hunger and thirst. May Allah save us to be among those. And you have to remember, fasting is not only the hunger and thirst, but if we do not live the message of the fasting, we lose fasting. And if you ask me today, a lot of us, we think we fasting, but we do not fast. We think we pray, but we not pray. We think we do zikr, but we do not do. How? If we remember Allah, if we pray to Allah, if we fast to Allah, the reality of the communication between us and Allah, it comes to us. Like one sister, she was asked, I was telling her today, so-and-so, be careful, be real. And inshallah, she's a good girl, she's a good Muslim, inshallah. Right away she replied to me and tell me, what do you mean to be real? I tell her, Allah is real, the message is real, Iman is real. The more you're getting closer to Allah, you are real. The more you are real, what it means? The only thing is real is Allah. Anything else is fake. It will never happen. Because it keeps changing. And I tell her word real in Islam. Allahu al-haqq al-mubin. The truth. The real. The existing. By this way, the more I am a Muslim, the more I'm a mu'min, the more I'm closer to him, I'm real. And the more I'm away from Allah, away from the message, I'm fake. Allah is real and he's the owner of the quality. Shaitan is illusion. It's fake, like sahr, black magic, illusion. It's not real. It's make-believe. By this way, who you are is according to how much you believe in Allah and closer to Allah. It's nothing else. Very simple. One sister last week, you know her, she complained about me. And she told me, do not talk about the rahmah of Allah. Your message is so tough. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not mean it. I just was grabbing some messages from Quran. And last week, we were talking about some messages from Surah Al-Kahf, Al-Isra, different chapter. Today we will talk about Surah Maryam and Taha, just because they're coming in a sequence. And by coincidence today also, one brother called me and tell me, I have a question. Why in chapter Maryam, Allah mentioned only his name Rahman? And he keep repeating it. Allah is Rahman, Rahman, Rahman. Idu Allah, awdu Rahman. Ayana matab, falillahi al-asma'ul husna. Fadu'uhu bih. Why Allah emphasized in Surah Maryam Ar-Rahman? And some scholars said, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created us. Sometime we need warning. Sometime we need a glad tidings and hope. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he know us. He know we need everything. Sometime we need to know. If we slip, is a punishment. And sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know, or he want us to know, his rahmah. And actually, I believe it a long time ago. And one of my favorite. And I inherited, believe it or not, from my father, rahmatullah alayhi. Every time my father used to have a problem, he go and he play Surah Maryam by one of the scholar, and he keep listening. And even by the time he end up about the story of Isa alayhi salam and Maryam, he weeping and he connect himself to Allah. Why? Let's examine that today. Let's see what the message of Allah from different perspective by Allah. Okay? And when you look Surah Maryam, Maryam is different than Bara'ah in Surah Al-Tawbah. You see? Al-Qari'ah. You see? By this way, when Allah talk about Jahannam, the Day of Judgment, it's tough. Straightforward. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Maryam, you find out people who really, really into Arabic language, okay, the messages of Allah is even, Allah composes so perfect to the point, even every name is unique according to the message. Look at Maryam, is a very soft name. Isa alayhi salam. Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya, you find all of them as names like clothing. It's very calm. It generates calmness in your heart. Why? Because you are belong to something. We will receive it now by the will of Allah. What is Rahmah? Rahmah in Arabic meaning mercy. What is Rahman? The owner of all the mercy, the merciful one. And they said, nobody can carry the name of Rahman. You can be Abdul Rahim. You can have Rahmah, Rahim. Because Rahim meaning you have some kind of, you know, mercy. And in one hadith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has 100 part of mercy. He kept 99 for himself. And he sent one. And this part of the mercy, he divided over mankind, animal, and all his creation. By the way, all the creation having only one part of the rahmah of Allah. And Allah, he kept 99 part of his mercy to himself. What it meaning? Allah wants to emphasize his mercy to us. Today we are in the month of Ramadan, and we said Ramadan is mercy. Why is mercy? Because if you go back to the end of chapter Isra, and Surah Al-Kahf, and Surah Maryam, and Taha, Allah explaining to us, his guidance is Rahmah. Quran is Rahmah. What it meaning? Just to recite? Just to hear? No. Because if you listen to Quran, if you obey Allah the maximum you can, if you believe in Allah, if you try to get closer to Allah, is Rahmah. If you have a problem and you come closer to Allah and said, Allah, please open for me, is Rahmah. If you have goodness and you thank Allah for the goodness Allah give you, is Rahmah. By this way, anything can connect you to Allah is Rahmah. Any situation you will return it to Allah is Rahmah. Any guidance from Allah to you is Rahmah. If Allah allow you to hear and get guidance, is Rahmah. You see? If Allah allow you to sleep and relax, is Rahmah. A cup of water is Rahmah. Easy to breathe is Rahmah. By the way, we are drowning and showered by the Rahmah and the mercy of Allah to us. And the scholar said, Allah has two names related to that. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Rahman is the owner of all mercy. And even he give it to the Muslim, non-Muslim, the animal, everybody gains some of this Rahmah. For example, they eat, they drink, everything. But Rahim of the mu'mineen, of the believer in the day of judgment to forgive them. Now, let's examine how many messages in the most, I consider one of the most beautiful mercy chapter of the Quran. And even Allah said it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Kaha ya ayn sad. Three or four words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. And believe me, if you really want to hear it so beautiful, is by one scholar who died, rahmatullah alayhi, long time ago. His name, Muhammad Rifat. When you really hear it from this man, Allahu Akbar. He used to recite with a meaning, recite with heart. Today, we're reciting, and we think about the sound. Oh, his sound is so beautiful. His recitation is so beautiful. But what it mean? How much I gain from it? What's the value of the recitation is so beautiful if I do not get it? And this similar to Ramadan. I was talking to one sister today, and she told me, I want to finish Quran as soon as possible. I want to do the maximum khidmah, meaning the maximum finishing with the Quran. I said, do you understand Quran? She said, no. I said, shame on you. Go study what's the meaning of the Quran. What's the meaning of reciting Quran? What's the value of your reciting Quran from A to Z, from the beginning to the end, and you do not comprehend it? You do not live it. I said, imagine I'm standing or sitting in the front of you and talking to you. And after 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever, okay, I tell you, excuse me, what I said, and you said to me, I was not paying attention. How I feel. And imagine if you want something from me, do you think I would give it to you? No. You neglect me. You have no respect for me. You have no respect of my knowledge to you. Meaning you disgrace my meeting with me. And after that you want me to give you? وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah have high example. We read Quran. We decorate our tongue and our ear with a beautiful recitation. But after that we do not live it. Look at Surah Maryam. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. Remember the mercy of your Lord to his slave servant Zakaria. Look at the beginning. Believe me, I'm telling you, and my body is shivering. Because every time I'm stuck in a situation, I keep reciting this verse, only this verse. And I said, Allah, you are the owner of mercy, give me. Why Allah said, remember? Do you remember? Do you remember? Look at what Allah tell you. By the way, if I'm in a situation, what is the message of Allah to me? Do you remember the mercy of your Lord, Rabb? Abdahu Zakariya, his servant Zakariya. He didn't send his messenger and prophet, no. And look what Allah did and how he composed the chapter very beautifully. He says, Is nada Rabbahu Nuda'an Khafiyya. He called his Lord a hidden call. What meaning? When you read the tafsir, he was even shy to call Allah loudly. By the way, he's just. And this related to the verse of Quran in Surah Ala Imran. When Zakariya used to visit Maryam, and he find her have a lot of fruit and vegetables and food is not from the location or a place. By this way, he know Allah provide her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ala Imran, he said, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. At this moment, Zakariya called his Lord. Why? He looked to all his bounty. And he know, he's very old in the 90. His wife never have birth. Meaning cannot have birth. Never. He lived with her for 50, 60, 70, Allah knows how many years. But she never have any children. But imagine, you are in the 90, your wife in the 90 or 80, and he said, I want a child. What it meaning? I don't care about means, I don't care about rule, I don't care about anything. But in here, Allah give me a message. Me, I'm a Muslim today, I'm reading Quran, Allah give me a message. Zakariya is no way, alayhi salam, can have a child. Is no way. He has zero chance, zero. And his wife have zero chance to have a baby. But he said, oh Allah, I want a baby. But what kind of baby he want? A baby to play with? You see? To say, oh, I have a baby. No. Because he wants somebody to carry the message. Is nada Rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. He called his Lord in a hidden, in a subtle way. Why? Adab, manner. But we look, he said it in a way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it, like he called me. Nida'an. He didn't say he make dua. No. He didn't say it. He didn't call. He said pray. No. But nida in Arabic meaning actually to call you. Hey you. This in Arabic is nida. But Zakariya did not say hey you. Zakariya actually make a supplicate, make a prayer inside his heart. Hidden. Very subtle. From his heart, not even from his tongue. Why Allah call it nida? Do you know why? Because Zakariya at this time, he has the highest peak of Iman. By this way, he called his Lord. And he, Allah said it, he called his Lord. If a servant call his Lord, what it meaning? I believe in Allah. What it meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. He then said, Allah, I want this. Maybe I give me, but I do not have it. If I couldn't have it, but I'm so bad. I know I'm so bad. I cannot get it. Is this abd? No, this is a kafir. He's a mushrik. You are a believer of shaitan. You do not believe in Allah. Allah do not like you. Allah hate you. Look at straightforward. Nida. He called his Lord. Qala Rabbi. Oh my Lord. He didn't say Allah. My Lord. Why? Rabbi. Rabbi in Arabic meaning my owner. The one who owned me. The one who governed me. The one who take care about me. The one who guarding me. The one who everything. This all in word Rabb. He said, Qala Rabbi. Inni wahna al-'azmu minni. My bone is weak. And my hair is completely white. I'm very old. وَمْرَأَتِ عَاقِرًا. And my wife never gave birth. And he never said this dua before. He never. Zachariah, he only wish. All this time he wish. He wished for a boy almost 60, 70 years. But he never even asked Allah to give it to him. But this day, something happened. He called Allah from the deep of his heart. And he said, Allah, is this my condition? And you know it. But look what he did. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. And he explained to his Lord. And I want, I'm just going to go quick because is a lot of detail about if I go in every detail, it will take a lot of time. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. هَبْ. Give me a gift. From you. A wali. Meaning somebody to take care about me and inherit me. Meaning somebody to carry the message. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّ. He inherited from me and from Ali Yaqub. Again, the message. وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيَّ. And make him content. Make him belong to you. Look at the dua. But what he did. Look at the Quran, what he said. Believe me, when I come in this area, my body is shivering all over. Right away, Allah told him, Ya Zakariya. He just wish from his heart. But Allah called his wishes nida. My servant, call me. And let me tell you something you do not know about Allah. You call Allah and you believe in Him. Allah said, Labbaik abdi. I'm coming to you, my servant. I will be for you. I will give you what you want. But in one condition, you are abd. You are a slave to Allah and believing in Him. A moment. I always tell people, if you go to Ramadan, if you go to Umrah in Mecca and Medina, and you end up with a woman, a believer of Allah, you're lucky. Because today we are so astaghfirullah al-adhim. Really. We're so far from Iman. We're so far from Iman of Allah. Look at this now. He makes a dua. He called Allah. Look what Allah did. Ya Zakariya. Now is dua. No, this is called nida. If I tell you, Ya Fulan. Oh, so and so. This is called in Arabic nida, meaning I'm calling you. Now imagine, and an Arabic meaning in here is very fast, extremely fast. No timing. He wish, Allah call him. No time. Meaning before he finish his sentence inside his heart, Allah replied to him, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bighulamin ismuhu Yahya. We give you a glad tidings. We will give you a boy, and this is his name. A boy with name. لم نجعل له من قبل سمية. We never have a boy like him. Right away, what he said? قال ربي أن يكون لي غلام وكانت again. When he got the glad tidings, again he repeated the same thing. He said, "Oh Allah, how I can get a boy? And I'm so old, and my wife is so old, and never have a baby." قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هيما. Your Lord said so. You see, your Lord said so, and it's very simple. Very, it's nothing. It's very too small. It's for Allah to have a baby from an elder. What it means for me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't tell you, is not the means. It's not the means. I said so, meaning Allah said so. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. Did you forget? I created you from nothing, and you were nothing before. Look at the message of Allah right away. Wake up, who you are. Right away, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Oh Allah, give me an ayah, give me a sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا. Your ayah, your sign, don't talk to people. Shh, be quiet. Fast from talking. This was a sunnah before us. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. He get out of the place of worship. And what he said? أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّةً. Do tasbih day and night. Again, what is the message here? When we have a situation, what we do? Tasbih day and night. Helicopter? No, astaghfirullah al-azim. Shayateen? No. Complaining? No. Tasbih. Tasbih when you need. Tasbih when you thanks. Tasbih when you have a problem. Tasbih in every situation. I will show you later on if we have time quick. And after that, he gave him the message. You can go through it and see the messages of Allah. And after that, also, after the Allah finish, okay, he talked about Maryam. And again, in this chapter, always Allah call himself Rahman. 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 Even Maryam, inni a'udhu bir Rahman. When she sees an angel, and she will think it's an angel shaitan, he said, oh, I seek protection from the Rahman. But this is a chapter about Rahman. And again, Maryam have the same problem. When the angel coming to give her a baby, what she said, أَنَّ يَكُونَ لِي غُلَامُ. How I can have a baby and nobody ever touch me? Again, what he said? The same message exactly. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. Your Lord said so. It's so easy on me. وَنَّجْعَلْهُ آيَةً. And we will make him آيَةً للناس, to mankind. وَرَحْمَةً and mercy, minna. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. Is finished. Is no talking here, just Allah talking. Finished. And here he said also in chapter Maryam is many messages. Zakaria have a boy in a way it never can be. He's too old, his wife too old, never have a baby. And Maryam has a baby from no man intervention. And Hawa, Eve coming from Adam without no man and woman. What it mean? What is the message? A lot of Muslims today do not get the message. The message Allah do not need means. You see? Allah do not need means. Allah do not need condition. The condition and means and rule of physics and biology and geology, this is between us. Allah above the time, above the mean, above the place, above everything. He created for us, but is not relevant to Allah, it's only to us. And even then, Allah won't give us a message. If you belong to me, I break the rule for you. I will be for you. Oh Muslim and non-Muslim, how dumb you are if you do not believe in Allah. How stupid you are if you do not believe in Allah. How disgrace you are if you do not believe in Allah. How weak you are if you do not believe in Allah. How lonely you are if you do not believe in Allah. And how poor you are if you do not believe in Allah. How weak you are if you do not believe in Allah. And if you believe in Allah, opposite everything. You have the power, you have the mean, you have everything, because you have Allah in your side. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story about when he tell her to hizzi ilayki bi jizr al-naqla. Again in here, people, you know, a woman in a time of delivery, very weak, sitting next to the root, the main pillar of a dead tree. Go study dead tree and see how big the trunk. And you're sitting next to it with one hand or two hands, how you can shake it. But he said to Maryam, hizzi, shake. Again, this sentence, according to physics and biology, it will not work. Not her, not even 100 men can shake a dead tree. And you hear over the siren, we have to take zameen. Well, Allah tell the Maryam, shake the dead tree. Okay, go shake. Go shake the dead tree. Show me. Show me the minimum trunk of dead tree. How big is it? And the root dead tree, it can go up to 50 meter, 100 meter. Horizontal and vertical. It's not like a regular tree you pull that said, no. Go. Go study roots. The roots of dead tree. How far they are. How deep they are. How powerful they are. And not only from the top, from the bottom, you're sitting next to the main trunk of a dead tree and I tell you to shake it? Please go study this verse very carefully and see what is the message in here. And even after that, when you study real Arabic, تَسَّاقَتْ عَلَيْكِ, the date will come very fast. Meaning you do this, the date is coming. Is the obedience of Allah to her. And I said this in the chapter of Isa alayhi salam and the Messenger and Prophet, and I said it many times. Maryam alayhi salam, when she was alone, she got food from Jannah. But now she will not get it. Just because what? She made one mistake. One mistake. She questioned the ability of Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Ali. What about us? Believe me, I'm scared. I'm so scared. Because a lot of Muslims today is not a Muslim. They're full of shirk and kufr deep inside their heart. Because when you do not believe in Allah. We pray, we fast, but in the real time, we do not believe in Allah. We have no belief. Because if you believe in Allah, you calm. You relax. You have contentment, you thanks, you believe. What it do to you? Power, strength. Belonging, because you're above all the rules. You have Allah with you. And again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created Isa alayhi salam and he make him talk as a baby, and you can read the chapter. Again, verse 35, he repeat this point again. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah command an action to be done, He will say, be, will be, finished. What is the message? He is the one. He is the one. What is the message from Allah to me? Don't blame nobody. Don't blame condition. Don't blame people. Come to me. Believe in me. I am the owner of condition. I'm the owner of everything. Now, Look at in the middle of all this rahmah, look at this verse. Verse 39. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ This to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This message to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give it to us. Warning them in the day of sorrow, the day of judgment. Warning them about this day. إِذَا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ When the condition is finished, the reality is shown. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ And they are in illusion, is heedlessness. And وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Is not a believer. But it's too late now. When you see the truth, it will be too late. But when here, imagine Allah talking about rahmah, 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 and warning them. And after that, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا We inherited the earth and what it contained. And after that, right away, he changed the format. وَاسْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ Do you remember Ibrahim? إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا He was honest. He was truthfulness. What his honesty? Honesty with Allah. And don't blame your parents. Don't blame father and mother. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a boy. Go study the story of Ibrahim. His father built a statue. He gave it to his son to take it to the market to sell it. He said, excuse me, father. No, no, no. They do not listen. They do not do anything. I cannot sell it. He said, go, I beat you up. By the way, Ibrahim was the only one, alayhi salam, a Muslim. A only boy. Again, what Allah will do now? He give you a snapshot of one messenger and prophet's story. And he give you the quality of the messenger and prophet. Why Allah choosing him? And what he did? What does it mean? Just to read and that's it? When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he gave message to his father, what he said? Ya abati, oh my father, la ta'bud al-shaytan. Don't worship shaytan. Inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiyya. Shaytan is the enemy of Rahman. Again, you will find in chapter Maryam, Allah did not say his name. Rahman, Rahman, Rahman. Okay? It just, I have too many messages for you. I hope I can finish it in short time. By this way, my message today, read Quran slowly. Read Quran with a meaning. Read Quran to gain the rahmah of Allah. Gain the Quran to get the unity. Gain the Quran to get the messages. The message is so beautiful. It gives you iman, it gives you power, it gives you rely on Allah. After that, wazkur fil kitab Ismail. And remember Ismail. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ Again, he was holding tight in his promise. وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيِّ By this way, every time Allah mentioned one of the messenger or prophet, he mentioned major quality, Allah love. Is this major quality of these people just for them? Or almost like Allah advertising for us, you want me to love you? Hold tight. Hold tight in one of this quality. Be belong to this quality. Allah will love you. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ Idris. And remember Idris. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا Again, he was very honest and truthfulness in his own belief in Allah. He loved Allah so much. To the point Allah left him. They said he took him alive. He took him and he died. Allah took him in the sky number 4. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ But Allah loved him so much. And after that, what he said? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Those the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give them his ni'mah. But what is the ni'mah in here? He didn't say this people have palaces, this people has big Lexus and cars, this people have... No. He said this people was honest believer to Allah, was truthfulness believer to Allah, hold tight to believe in Allah. There was truth with the covenant between them and Allah. Imagine if I'm reading this, what am I supposed to do? Or I be just like a bird. Just bop, 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 and that's it. Is this a respect of the Quran? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. And after that, the whole verse end up with what? Those people, we choosing them, and all these people have one thing in common. If they hear the word of Allah, if they hear the word of Rahman, خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَبُكِيًّا. They run quick, and they make prostration to the ground. They make sajda, and they cry to Allah. That's their quality. If you study at this time, they said, when you read Quran and you come to this verse, you have to make sajda and you have to cry in the sajda. What happens if I do not cry in the sajda? My heart is veiled. My heart is hard. Something wrong with me. Something so deep wrong with me. Something so wrong with me. Like Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, he said, if you don't cry, try to cry. And if you do not try to cry, get somebody cry over you, you are dead. You're dead. Your heart is dead. You are sick. Get somebody cry over you because you are sick and dead person. If you cannot cry. Today we cry from stupidity. We cry from emotion. We cry because somebody tell me so. Do we cry from the fear of Allah? Do we cry from the love of Allah? Do we cry from the belonging to Allah? This is scary. Really scary. This message is not for anybody. Really. This is for those who call themselves a Muslim. Or those who call themselves a human being. Believe in the Creator. And you want Him. And you like it or you don't, you will need Him. You believe or you disbelieve, you need Him. And if you do not need Him now, you will remember me when you go to the grave. And it will be too late. Too late. And after that, what Allah said, look at this after that immediately. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلَفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. And after that, another people came. They lost Salah. Please read the tafsir of that. Is our salah is salah? If you make salah and you go helicopter, is this called salah? Please do mil ghusl and embrace Islam again and make real tawbah. And this is what Allah said. People lost their salah. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. And they follow their desire. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّةِ. They will get a severe punishment in Jahannam. What is Ghayya? Ghayya is a very, 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 very bad valley in Jahannam. Is this for non-Muslim? No, this is for Muslim. This is for Muslim, or call themselves Muslim. The ones they lost Allah for their own desire and temptation. When the desire and temptation become higher than Salah, may Allah save us. After that now, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do right away. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. Except those who make tawbah, repent, وَآمَنَ, and believe, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and do good deed, فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يَظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Those, they will go to Jannah and they will not be oppressed by anything. And after that, Allah will give you again the quality of Jannah. And again, جنات عدن التي وعد الرحمن. Again, the جنات in عدن, in a very high place in Jannah, the one Rahman Allah promised you to have. And in verse 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned something about when Jibreel alayhi salam was late one time, and Rasulullah was waiting. And Jibreel alayhi salam came. She came with this verse. And in the end of the verse, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. Allah do not forget anything. I was telling one sister yesterday, she's a new Muslim, and she wanted me to talk to her. I was not feeling well. And I went. And I slept in my own seat. I don't know what happened. And when I wake up, she asked me, please, can you talk to me? And I beg Allah, Allah, what I tell her. And I remind her by an incident happened to me in India. When one woman came to me, she has a problem. And she wanted me to talk to her. And she came especially for some really serious problem. And the moment I sit in the front of her, again, I feel so sick. I went to my room, I tell her, please give me 10, 15 minutes, I'm dizzy. I go to my room, and I do not know what happened. 3 hours later, I come back to her, I find her waiting for me. And something came in my heart. I said, why you came? She said, I want to get advice from you. I said, okay, in 3 hours, what you did? She said, I was doing zikr. And I said, okay, what came in your heart? She said, I do not need you. I need Allah. I said, this is a message. Because the problem sometimes, when we have a feeling somebody can help us, and we do not have complete faith in Allah, I said, you get the message. And I remind her by the story about Musa alayhi salam, when a man has a calamity, and he said, let me sit in a way when Musa alayhi salam go talk to Allah, and Musa kalimullah. And he sat in a way, and when he Musa alayhi salam go to meet Allah to talk to him, he said, Musa, please, when you go to your Lord, please remember me, and remember my condition, and tell him, you know, servant so and so, you know, he has this calamity, and ask him to help me. He's not listening to me. I don't know what happened. Maybe he forget me. Musa alayhi salam go, he meet Allah, he talk about whatever he's doing, talk about it, he's leaving. Musa alayhi salam, Allah tell him, ya Musa, do you forget anything? He said, no. He said, what about the man who tell you, don't forget me? He said, I forget ya Allah. He said, ya Musa, tell the man, Allah do not forget. Musa forget. Everybody forget, Allah do not forget. He said, Allah, what you want me to tell him? Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, tell the man, oh man, why are you sitting in here? And why you tell Musa to remember, to remind me? Tell him, if you straight your heart, and Allah check your heart, and find your onus in your prayer, he will listen to you. But you have deep shirk in your heart, and you do not believe in Allah is listening to you. This is why Allah is not listening to you. Is your shirk, is your association with somebody in your heart, again, stop flooding with Allah. By this way, why Allah delaying his call to this man? Because the man is not abd. He's not a slave. And not only that, sometimes we do that, but with arrogant. Oh no, you're not listening to me. Excuse me, what are you talking to? Or I need this now. Who are you? By this way, if you ask me, a lot of people in deep shirk and deep kufr call themselves Muslim. They pray, but deep inside they are a kafir. Deep inside they are a mushrik. And this is why nothing happened. They stay where they are. And not only that, their iman is going down. Why? Because you cannot play a game with Allah. You cannot. And you cannot be arrogant against Allah. You cannot be arrogant against the will of Allah. You cannot be stubborn against the will of Allah. You cannot even rebellious against the will of Allah. You cannot. The command of Allah will take place. You like it or you don't. Now, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? After that, رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the Lord of heaven and earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and what is between, فَعْبُدْهُ وَاسْتَبِرْ لِعَبَادَتِهِ, worship him and be patient with him. هَلْ تَعْلَمْ لَهُ سَمِيعًا? Do you know anybody else like him? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you many messages. And after that, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدْهَا, all of you will come and pass by of Jahannam. Everybody. The early people, when they used to read this verse 71 in Surah Maryam, they used to cry so hard. Because Allah promised, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدْهَا, Everybody has to go to Jahannam. Everybody. كان على ربك حتماً مقضية. Your Lord, He already commanded. ثم ننجي. And we will save those who have taqwa وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّةً. According to the majority of tafsir, even the Muslim, even the mu'min, either he will be dipped in Jahannam, or pass in the top of Jahannam, or watch Jahannam, or Allah show him in bliss in Jahannam, and at this time the tafsir is different, and Allah will make the Jahannam cool, it will not burn you, but Allah will show you where your place used to be. What is the message in here? The message is not easy. Allah, He wants me to believe in Him. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a scenario between the believer and disbeliever. Those worthy place in Jahannam and those place in Jannah. Hey? And after that, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الدَّلَالَةِ فَلْيُمْدِدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّ. Whoever in stray, remember, Allah will give him. Will give him. Today we said, oh, so-and-so has money, so-and-so has kids, so-and... This is called madda. Allah give you. He didn't give you because He love you. He give you to go increase in your own dalala, in your own stray. This is one of the worst scenario in a human being. But today what we do? When Allah give us dunya, we happy. Allah give us dunya, it's dunya. But if dunya make you stray more, this is a big trouble to you. And after that, in the opposite, verse 76, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدًى. And those who have guidance, Allah increase their guidance. والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا. And the best is what Allah chose for you and the good deed. And after that again, tell the people who have money and disbelieve in me and kids. أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا. Did you not see the one he disbelieved in my ayat? وقال لأتينا مالا وولدا. I have all this money and have kids. اطلع الغيب أما اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. He did not see the unseen, or he sees the unseen, or he has some relation with Allah. كلا, no way. سنكتب ما يقول. We will write what he say. ونمد له من العذاب مدة. I will increase his torture. In here, torture, it has two meanings. Torture of life and torture in the year after. What is the sign of torture of life? Allah give you more. You want kids? Take. You want money? Take. You want kids? Take. You want money? Take. You want this? Take. 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 And I torture you with it. How? I make you so stray, so blind, you cannot even have time for me. You have no humble and humility. And now, severe torture in Jahannam. وَلَعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. And after that, if you read verse 81, what Allah said, and they have association with Allah. Why? لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. They have association with Allah to have a dignity. Today, what we're doing? We're willing to deny all our journey of Iman and Islam for what? For apartment, for status, for money. For anything. Why? This we consider Izzah. This my dignity. I want a wedding such and such. What my uncle will say. I want to be like them. Why they have and I do not have? I promise you, if you in on a sincere in your heart, Allah will give you goodness long time ago. But if you have no goodness coming to you, you have a game, dirty game in your heart. Why? Because if you ask me today, a lot of you, do you want Allah? But I want my uncle. You want Allah? I want the show. You want Allah? I want the show to be like them. We have this sickness of dunya deep in our heart. We really have it. We're so sick. we so sick, I said it loud and clear. Do you know what Allah call you? You're not Abdul Allah, you're not Abdul Rahman, you are Abdul Shaitan. And I will show you right away. Alam tara, look at, kalla sayakfuruna bi'ibadatihim. They will have a stray and denial with their own worship. Look. Kalla sayakfurun. They will be a kafir. Bi'ibadatihim. With their own, the way of the worship. Allah call it a worship. Allah call this style of life, the one you choose, is a worship. وَيَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدَّ. And they will be against them. أَلَمْ تَرَى. Did you not see? أَنَّ أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّ. Did you not see? I send shayateen over the disbeliever. تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّ. What the uzum as? It's shaking them. Imagine if Allah tell you, I'm doing this to you. Why? Because you are a kafir. You will never have a mu'min and shayateen is really shaking him. No. If shayateen shaking you, something deep sick in your heart. You're not a abd. You're not a Muslim. You're not a mu'min. I believe in Allah. A mu'min is tranquility, calm, relax with Allah. No helicopter. And don't blame nobody. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّ. Don't even think about them. We calculate it for them. We calculate all the nonsense they do. We calculate it. And after that, Allah gives you again the scenario of the people of Jannah, the scenario of people of Jahannam. And again, Allah called it what? لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Nobody can make shafa'ah for them, except those who have ahd with Rahman. What is ahd? Those who have hold tight the covenant and the promise between them and Allah. Again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in 93, إِن كُلُّ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِيَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. All the creation from heaven and earth coming in a day of judgment as abd. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّ. Everything is calculated. Now, this verse, but this verse not for anybody. This verse now is not for anybody. This verse is unique. This is like a very beautiful verse for those who have Islam and Iman. Verse 96. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وِدَّ. Those who believe in Allah and do good deed with Allah, Allah will create between them and Allah a relationship. Imagine Allah call it wadda. Meaning, you know, like somebody you like, somebody have a relationship. You know, when you have somebody very close by. Because these people, in the Day of Judgment, Allah said, these people will have a wid. Meaning, Allah will allow them to come near Allah and talk to Allah. As a wid, as a friend, as a companion. Imagine in the middle of warring, and Allah said, those who believe and do good deed, I'm going to create a wid between me and them. I'm going to create a relationship. They will be close to me. What it meaning? They can ask me whatever they want. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. Look at now. Now the talk to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. We make it easy for you. We call it Arabic tongue. لِتُبَشِّرُ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. To give glad tidings to those who have iman and taqwa. وَتُنْذِرْ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّ. And to warn those who are stubborn and arrogant and deny. And look how the chapter ends. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. And how many nations before you we destroyed them. هَلْ تَحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Did you hear anything moving? Did you sense anybody moving from them? أو تسمع لهم رجدا. Did you hear anyone? Where is the nation before you? Did you hear? Is he moving? Nothing. Why Allah ended this way? It's a wake-up call. Big wake-up call. Where's the people before you? Where's all the king and people? How many times Allah mentioned this? And again, this again for only Muslim and Mu'min. You remember what I tell you? When a chapter ends in Quran, the beginning of the new chapter is a continuation of the message. Now all of a sudden, Taha, Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqa. We did not send you Quran to have hardship. No, we did not do that. Illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. Only a reminder of those who believe and fear. Tanzeelan mimman khalaqa al-ardu wa samawati al-ula. Again, a message. If you really want to hear a complete message about Quran, go to Surah Taha from 1 until 15. Actually, until 16. From 116, a complete, comprehensive message. What Quran all about? What the message all about? In completely comprehensive message from 1 to 16. It's just I do not have too much time today. Okay? Because I have a lot of messages I want to share it with you. But so we're coming to a month of Ramadan, month of Quran, but please wake up big time. Months of Quran, months of Ramadan, I finished fasting, I did Taraweeh, I finished my recitation, but I'm coming back and nothing happened to me. You have no Ramadan. You have no fasting. You are a liar. You are a big liar. Big liar. And I call you a kafir. A kafir with Allah. A kafir with Quran. You're playing game with the word of Allah. The word of Allah is so simple. All you need one verse in Quran. It will melt your heart. It will make you closer to Allah. One verse. Tell me what verse is that. If you are calling yourself a believer, tell me what verse. After that, again, look at the message of Allah so strongly about Iman. After Allah give you a comprehensive message, He give you the story of Musa again. But this time He give you a scenario. When Musa alayhi salam, Allah introduced himself to Musa. When Musa alayhi salam in the desert, he said, Musa. He said, yes, my Lord. He said, what do you have in your hand? Is Allah do not know what he has in his hand? He said, this is my staff. I just use it for my walking. I use it for my sheaves. I do with it many things. He said, Musa, throw it. What it mean again? Allah is the first message to Musa. He won't show him. Allah is the owner of condition. Because he's going to Pharaoh. But what is the message for me? What is the message for me? Now when I hear this. And put your hand in your pocket. He's very sick. And he has spots. He never been cured. Put your hand in your pocket. It come out white. It's finished. Again, what is the message? I am the one. And after that, right away, go to Pharaoh now. Now you know who am I? I'm the real one. You see? It's not Pharaoh. It's not the snake. It's not the sah. It's not the magician. It's me. Now he makes a dua. Now we go back to the same topic I tell you before. After Musa alayhi salam, he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said, Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli, waj'al li waziran min ahli Harun akhi. And give me Harun, my brother, to be a companion for me, ajdud bihi azri, to make him, you know, to help me, wa ashrukhu fi amri, and make him support me in my condition. كَيْ نُسَبِّحُكَ كَثِيرًا. To do a lot of tasbih. Do you see again tasbih? Which time? By this way, when Musa alayhi salam started the journey now to go to Fir'aun to give da'wah, and he have nobody, what he promised Allah, he would do what? A lot of tasbih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. How many times in Quran we see every good condition or tough condition, tasbih. Every good glad tithing, tasbih. Tell me now, what kind of Muslim am I if I do not do enough tasbih daily? Tell me. What kind of a relationship to Allah if I do not do tasbih daily? A nice amount. And if I do tasbih like one imam, an early imam, he said between two people tasbih is like between earth and the sky. If you read about subhanallah really, if you say subhanallah clearly, Allah promise. This subhanallah keep going. Nobody can stop it. Nobody. The angel carried from your mouth, keep going until it reached the throne of Allah. And once it reached the throne of Allah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. He said, whatever you call me for, I will give you. But when you said subhanallah, what meaning subhanallah? Can I say subhanallah worry? Subhanallah rebellious? Subhanallah upset? Subhanallah scared? No. Subhanallah, because praise to Allah, He's the owner, He's everything. That's it. What about me now? I'm completely surrender. This meaning subhanallah. At this moment, my wishes, my supplicate, my need, my desire is gone. Is it? Now I have to go to sleep. Why? It's done. Why? I believe in the promise of Allah. Go study about just if you say subhanallah with your heart, and believe in Allah and the meaning of subhanallah. Your wishes, your supplicate, your dua is accepted. What's the problem now? How to say subhanallah? This is the problem. Don't focus about what you need. Focus about how you can be abd. How you can say subhanallah once and for all. But don't say subhanallah, I'm good. But after Allah give you, bye bye Charlie, astaghfirullah al-azim. Kafir again. We love to do that. Meaning now is a trial from Allah to me. And look at this again. After Allah finished this surah, or finished this story, He go quick and give you the story of the mother of Musa. Why? And He go again. The mother of Musa is a baby. Throw him in the sea. You throw him in the sea. He will come back to you. Again, what is the message? All the odd doesn't mean nothing. Again, فَرَبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا. We hold tight in her heart. Hold tight what? Her iman, her faith in Allah. If Allah love you, He hold tight in your iman in your heart. Don't worry about condition. Don't even think about it. The opening is coming. Only when you hold tight your iman. And after that again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here is something very beautiful. If you read this area, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what He said about Musa? وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. I make you by me. I make you, Musa. And another verse, He said, and I make you underneath my eye. What it meaning, I make you underneath my eye? Meaning underneath my protection. Underneath my supervision. Imagine if Allah... You are under His provision and supervision and protection. What else do you want? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Honest to Allah today, I do not see too many Muslims. Honest. Islam is a status deep inside your heart. Either you have it or you don't. But you cannot be a yu-yu. You see? Yu-yu meaning a hypocrite. A mu'min is a mu'min. The mountain shake, but the mu'min do not shake. The mountain can be shake, but the mu'min do not shake. And when Musa alayhi salam got the message from Allah, again Allah emphasized something. Verse 45. He said, oh Allah, we scared from Fir'aun and what he going to do. What Allah replied to him? قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ. Don't be scared. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. I am with you. أسمع وأرى. I listen and I hear. Imagine if Allah tell you, I'm with you. I listen and hear. What's your problem? And when he went to Musa, to Fir'aun, what Allah told Musa to say? قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah, He give everything and He give guidance. The scholar Ibn Qayyim al-Jauziyya wrote books about this verse. One verse. Allah create everything and give it its own guidance. Okay, if I have a lack of guidance, who I go to? Allah. Why a person has a lack of guidance? Arrogant and stubborn. Against Allah. Imagine I go to Allah and say, you know something? You not give me guidance. I do not have enough. Then Allah will give you? No. Humble yourself. And ask Him, He give you. And again, verse 52, Allah emphasizes the same message again. Allah do not, everything is written in the book, Lawh al-Mahfuz. Allah do not be stray and do not Allah forget. Allah do not forget. Don't ever think Allah forget you or forget my dua. Why Allah do not look at me? I keep calling you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This rebellious is called kufr, believe it or not. You cannot do that to Allah. You have to call with dua, with adab, with manner, and believe Allah will listen to you in the time He want, in the way He want. And if He's not listening to you, He check your belief. That's it. Your belief is continue intact, Allah will open the time He want, in the way He want. You want, move your leg like a donkey, and keep screaming, go ahead. But you're not going anywhere. You will get more calamity, guidance will be lifted, the rahmah of Allah will be lifted. Because what is rahmah? Guidance. And again, Allah will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we'll talk about the Day of Judgment. He end up with all kind of Day of Judgment. And again, when Musa alayhi salam gives a story about the magician, the sihr, the black magic, all this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Even the people who embrace Islam, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Don't be scared. You are the elevated one. You are the dignified one. With what? With your iman. You can read it about sah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm above the sah. I'm above all the black magic. Don't even think about it. And after that, Allah gives you a story about the people who believe in Allah. The people who embrace Islam. In a prison of Fir'aun. And the condition was very high. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He held them tight. Until they believe, they torture, they go to Jannah. Finished. But at least they live as a believer. And again, Allah ended up with, this is a place. This is a successful place. And verse 81, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized something also. Those who stray, like Bani Israel, with the dunya ye have, Allah warning them, don't do that. فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي. I will be angry at you. وَمَنْ يُحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى. Whoever I'm angry at him, he stray. Honest to Allah. Fear Allah and be content. Fear Allah and thank Allah. Fear Allah and don't have doubt. Because all this doubt, uncertainty, helicopter in the head, not content, not thanking Allah, this is the quality of shaitan. It's not the quality of Abdurrahman. After that, he gives you the story of Musa, and he gives you the story of Bani Israel. And again, the whole chapter again, Allah mentioned his name, Rahman, Rahman, Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now in the end, He talked to us about the story now about Allah and Shaitan. And Shaitan and Adam. And what Shaitan and Adam, what Shaitan did to Adam, he said, "Yeah, Adam, can I teach you something? Can I advise you about the tree? Lead you to the infinity of happiness?" By the way, what's the point? Shaitan always give you a fake promises. And Allah give you a promise. You listen to Allah, you're fine. You listen to your own shaitan, you're finished. And what Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said something so beautiful. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya wrote also a book about this verse. This verse is very beautiful. What he said? He said when Adam alayhi salam make ma'asir, he makes sins, ghawa, he stray. Adam, he gets stray. Summa ijtabah. And after he gets stray, Allah choosing him. Fataba alayhi. And He give him tawbah wa hada. And He give him guidance. What it meaning? Don't be a kafir like shaitan. You stray, you committing sins, you committing all the sins, don't even blame nobody. You committing sins, Allah can choose you. Only when you bow to Allah, when you beg Allah, when you make tawbah to Allah. Allah said, Adam, he commits sins. And after that, Allah choose him. He make him make tawbah. And He give him guidance. And He elevate him. Meaning you have no choice. You want to be arrogant like shaitan? Go ahead. You want to humble yourself? Go ahead. And we talk about the key of happiness in the end of Surah Taha, verse 123-125. Which meaning again, all mankind, if you receive guidance from me, you will never be stray, you will never be sad, you will never be sorrow. This is your happiness. And whoever denial my message, I will resurrect him in the day of judgment blind. By the way, blindness in here when you're blind from the message. And believe it or not, a lot of us blind. Why? We refuse the message. We have the message. We receive the message. Who holding us to have the message? All you have to do is surrender and humble yourself. And again now Allah will end Surah Taha. He said, did you not walk in earth and see what we done with the houses of the people before you? And again, look at verse 130. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُلْ لِسُرَةُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And all of us, be patient of what they say. Be patient of all the enemy against you. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You see now the tasbih? وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Huh? قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. Before the sunrise. And before the sun go down. In the middle of night. What it meaning? Do tasbih day and night. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. Maybe you will be content. What this has to do with this? Maybe you be content with your Lord. Maybe you believe in your Lord. Because contentment, a lot of people do not understand. Contentment has nothing to do with material. Contentment with your Lord. Contentment with your Qadr. Contentment with your provision. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا تَعْنَى بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُ. And don't look with your eye to what I give other people. Don't look with your eyes to what I give other people of the fruit and the tree and the whatever dunya and the flower of dunya. Don't look. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. This fitna. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And provision from your Lord is better and continue. The provision of God. The provision of Hidayah, Iman. Today we do not understand that. Our eyes and heart. What's the problem? Dunya. Not Iman. Not guidance. Not Hidayah. Not Tawfiq of Allah. Read the end of the surah. And after that, be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know who are going the right path and who stray. Now, the rahmah of Allah. The rahmah of Allah is His word. The rahmah of Allah, His advice. The rahmah of Allah, believe in Allah. The rahmah of Allah, to be content with hidayah of Allah. The rahmah of Allah, with iman and yaqeen of Allah. This is the rahmah. Because now you have rahmah, now you connected to the Rahman, now you belong to Rahman, now He shower with you with His rahmah. What else you want? Hardship, not hardship, what you get, what you don't. All this has no meaning if you have the hidayah. And the hidayah according to the connection of Allah. And this will not come unless you humble yourself. Humble yourself to the word of Allah. Humble yourself to the message of Allah. Humble yourself to the advice of Allah. Humble yourself to the hikmah of Allah. This is hidayah. This is rahmah. وَنُنَزِّلْ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ And we reveal from Quran مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ A cure and rahmah. Imagine, I do not understand how I can be a Muslim and acting like astaghfirullah al-azim, like a donkey. How I can be Muslim and rebellious? How I can be Muslim and I cannot have a smile? How I can be Muslim and I feel like something happened so bad? I'm a Muslim! I belong to Allah. Belong to Allah is beauty. Iman is beauty. Power, dignity, guidance, belonging. And the destiny of Allah belong to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and blessing of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the veil out of our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us humble and humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His rahmah and hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who comprehend and open our eyes and heart to His hidayah and value His hidayah and rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us for Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of Quran, the rahmah of Quran, the hidayah of Quran, the hikmah of Quran, the nur of Quran, the acceptance of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Quran guidance to us and witness to us, not against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a keys of goodness, lack of badness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good ending with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والحمد لله رب العالمين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم اجعلنا من المسبحين واجعلنا من الذاكرين واجعلنا من المؤمنين واجعلنا من الموقنين واجعلنا من المتوكلين واجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين وافتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين.